Audio 197. Describe a time you needed to use imagination. Describe a difficult thing you did well. Well, it must have been about 5 years ago when I had just started my university course. I'd signed up for a business major and was really looking forward to the challenges ahead. I remember being in the classroom with my classmates. It must have been about 3 months into the course. We were asked to get into the groups of six and given a project to develop a business plan together for a viable business in the local area. Needless to say, we were all a bit clueless at the beginning and had no idea what to do or where to start. Actually, looking back at it now, the hardest part wasn't thinking of the type of business we could do. It was what we should call it. Nobody could think of a name that we can all agree on. We had studied some of this in class, but not much, and the teacher was available to us, questions and the like, but I still found it very difficult to get our heads together. And imagine a business that we could create and be successful. You know, it was just getting started that was so difficult. Once we actually got over the initial hurdle and started working on the plan, it all kind of fell into place. For me, I think it was the best thing I learnt in the entire 3-year program. It forced me to use not only my intellect, but also my imagination, and in doing so helped me develop both. These days, I am a budding entrepreneur and actually working with some of my classmates on a similar idea to that which we had all those years ago. It just goes to show how deeply that project influenced me.